This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're actually talking about UDT. Someone asked about the UDT, the frogmen from World War II. We're just finishing up a little talk on that. If you missed any part of it, go download a podcast of the show, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. We're going to talk about DEI in the movies, real border security. What do you do if there's no decent option in the primary? Living paycheck to paycheck. So much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's first pause, though, and just have a very, very quick moment of levity.
You are Hitler! You are
a happy
dog!
I am a professor!
This is an Emory professor, everyone!
I am a professor!
I am a professor of economics! Oh, gosh. All right, back to the UDT, guys. All right, so I did a little background on it. So amphibious landing is really, really difficult. So what these guys would do in World War II is it would be their job to not only scout the beach, but clear the obstacles that might be in the way. All right, there's an island. Just picture any island. There's an island. Well, where do I even begin? What's the best place to go after it? What's the best place to attempt an amphibious landing? No one's going to radio you and let you know, hey, might want to look here, north, south, east, west. Somebody's got to bounce around that thing and get close to figure out where to land. Well, do you think the Germans or the Japanese are just going to allow you to do that? So not only do you have to do it, you have to do it quietly, maybe even at night. Let me ask you something. I love the water. I love the ocean. I love lakes. I love all water. I love swimming in the ocean. I've never really feared it, but you're in the South Pacific with 17-foot tiger sharks. You feel like slipping in for a little night swim and swimming in towards Saipan? By the way, sharks aside, If the Japanese spotlight you, they're just going to machine gun you to death in the water. That's what UDT guys did. And the underwater obstacles, like on D-Day and all over the place in the Pacific, someone had to clear out a path because, again, they knew you were coming. They knew someone was coming, and they knew they had to make it difficult for you. So you'd have all these underwater concrete or steel things that would hang up boats. If your boat gets hung up when you're cruising in with a bunch of Marines, you're dead, and so is everyone on your boat. So they'd have to go in right before the attack, and they'd have to attach all kinds of explosives in there, set the explosives off to blow, to demo the things out of the way. In one, more than one case, but one I can think of specifically in the Pacific, think how cool this is. They needed depths of the water too, because that matters. What's the depth of the water here? What's the depth of the water there? What's the depth of the water at 2 in the afternoon? What is it at 2 a.m.? They needed to judge depths and write down depths. They had the men draw marks on themselves every foot. So the men would stand up and you draw a mark on yourself so you could just stand up. That is the kind of crazy stuff these UDT guys did. And they would die, obviously, because it was such a dangerous thing. And they were cocky like Navy SEALs are. And it's awesome. They would leave messages because there's always a rivalry, right? They'd leave messages on things where they were in that. They'd leave messages for the Marines. Hey, UDT-1 was already here. Just a heads up. Just to rub it in their faces. These dudes were studs. The lady you rode in, my grandpa was UDT. Your grandpa was a beast. In every positive way you can think of that. Your grandpa was a beast. Those guys are awesome. All right. Hey, Jesse. My girlfriend and I seem to get in arguments when the main character of a big movie is black and the producers seem to make an obvious point that he's black. I'm tired of sitting down to watch a good movie with a good storyline, only to have some hidden assumptions that black people face more obstacles and so on and so forth. Seems to me they're trying to sell it. I'm wondering what your opinion on this is. Well, look, it's like anything else. If you force something, it's bad. It is. It's terrible. Right now, the people who make America's movies, for the most part, view America as being a hideous, racist place, and they view black people as being horrifically oppressed, and they believe America should be torn down and handed out, not just to black people, to everyone who isn't white. That's really what they believe. And it's a really evil, racist, terrible way of thinking. I personally never look at movies that way, like a Denzel Washington movie. Denzel Washington's black. He's probably my favorite actor. You don't hardly ever get any of that in Denzel Washington movies. He just makes good movies. You've seen the Equalizer movies? Those movies are sick. Fallen, Crimson Tide. Denzel Washington has more sick movies. Plus, his face is very symmetrical like mine is. And you don't see a lot of them in there because that's not who he is. It's supposed to be just an outstanding dude. But remember, when the communist sits down to even write a movie, they feel the need to put that in there. This slow, steady drip of America sucks and America sucks and America sucks. I have a buddy, Jeff Charles is his name. He's a great dude. He's been on the show actually before. Jeff Charles is a black dude. And he says, I've heard him lament before publicly, he hates it that every black movie is about civil rights or slavery. Every one of them. Every single one of them. Here's how oppressed we are. Oh, slavery. And his take on it is black people have done incredible things. Incredible things. And they only make movies about black people getting beat up and getting the crap kicked out of them and being slaves and being oppressed. He's like, you could make a whole bunch of movies about other stuff that doesn't show that. And he's one of these real, black activist types. He hates it. He can't stand it. So no, you're not alone. And yes, it's bad. And yes, it's terrible, by the way, for the culture. But this has been going on forever in America with way more than just black issues, with everything. Well, honestly, you look at schools today, even good schools, even private schools, maybe a private religious school of any kind. What do they teach about American history? I went through it with my boys in their school. Oh, Dad, we learned about Andrew Jackson today. What'd you learn about him? Trail of Tears. He killed the Indians. Okay. He was a POW in the Revolutionary War. a hero who probably saved America in the Battle of New Orleans. Did any of that come up in class? Nope. We just learned he was a bad guy who killed the Indians. This history by omission, America by omission, is deeply poisonous. And it has done so much to create the insanity you see today. You want to know why so many younger people, and frankly, older people, it's been going on for so long. Why do so many younger people, even if they can't really lay it out for you clearly, why do they think this place sucks? Well, it's not always overt education. It's not always the fifth grade social studies teacher standing up there in a Black Lives Matter t-shirt telling them that America pollutes the climate and America should burn. It's not always that. Again, you can present, well, picture it this way. This morning, I got in my midlife crisis car to drive to work. And as I was backing out of the driveway, boom, 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 I ran over a little old lady, just drove right over her in my car. I throw it in park, I get out, and she's laying there dying. She can't breathe. So I get down on the pavement, and I give her CPR, and I bring her back to life. Okay? Now, I can tell that story three different ways. Hey, this morning, I ran over an old woman, mowed her down in my car on the way to work. Or I can tell the story of, hey, this morning, I saved an old woman's life. I gave her CPR in the middle of the road. Or I could tell the whole story. This morning, I drove over an old woman, almost killed her. Then I got out, had to give her CPR and saved her life. It's all in how you present everything. And more than just the teachers, the textbooks. This is one of those things. I did some fascinating interviews on this a couple years ago. I should dig more into this so we all know more, so I know more. The textbook, the American textbook industry, uniquely evil and uniquely taken over by communists. Again, they saw a choke point. How do we find a choke point with American education? Let's write the textbooks everyone uses. So they'll do a textbook. That's what the history teacher is going to teach off of. Andrew Jackson, it's one little paragraph. Killed a bunch of Indians, Trail of Tears, period, end of story. That's what your teacher teaches right out of the textbook. Everyone walks away, but you didn't tell the whole story. The whole story never gets told, ever. That's why we have to be better about that. All right, let's talk about the economy. Economic collapse. Someone wants to ask about that. And then the border. Before we do those things, let's do this. Let me tell you about Chad mode really quickly. Pre-workouts, pre-workout powder, drinks, it's a new thing today. I shouldn't say new thing, but it's catching on a lot today. People love them. It's essentially a way to get yourself revved up so you can have a better, more intense workout. Do you take those? Have you ever looked at what's in your pre-workout? You know that chalk has a natural one, right? Chad mode. They spent 2 years developing it. It's all natural caffeines. It's incredible. You will have the workout of your life and you're not putting a bunch of poison and filth in your body. On top of all the other natural herbal supplements they have, if you work out, pick yourself up some Chad mode. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Jesse, am I selfish? I want the economy to collapse. I got a new job in January 2020, giving me an extra 25 G's a year. Pandemic. Biden, now I'm living paycheck to paycheck again. I wanted to add a garage to my house. I figure if the economy collapses, the price to add a garage will be so much cheaper. She says, thanks. Look, just know, and I know she's being tongue-in-cheek. I've heard this before from people who are well-provisioned. You know, they've made all the preparations with the food and the ammo and the gold and the everything else. I've heard this from people who are well off, rich friends. I don't care. I don't give a crap, whatever.
Nobody wins. Nobody wins if things deteriorate all around us. Look, even what we were talking about earlier, when we were laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing about this lady.
You are Hitler! You are
happy
dog!
I am a professor!
This is a professor, everyone!
I am a professor of economics!
I admit, obviously, I've been telling you I don't have any sympathy at all. These are all dirty commies. I don't care what happens to them. But this is a bad place to be as a country. It's bad. Where we are is a bad place to be. Nobody wins. No one wins in the end here. I'm just taking what little enjoyment I can possibly take from all this stuff. Hey, Jesse, I admit as a barbarian, I may be a little rare. That said, I could cure our border crisis in about 10 minutes. I'd start with a wall flanked by a catapult, and I'd have on hand cattle brands and so on. So, you know, he's obviously being tongue-in-cheek himself, at least I hope. But you know that deadly force should be an option on the border. That's basic border security. And for many Americans, we've been so watered down and neutered and feminized over the years. But you say that, and it's, even people on the right will recoil in horror. Oh, nah, we can't do that. That's not who we are. No, anyone who's ever worked security will tell you if deadly force isn't part of the equation for the defender, then you're not actually securing anything at all. Period. End of story. You're not. I want to come in. No, you can't. I'm going to come in. No, I don't want you to. Eventually, as things escalate, if I don't have the option to kill you, then you're simply going to come in. Deadly force should be used, if necessary, to protect the American border. Period. That's not a wild thing to say at all. Now, you obviously don't want it to be common. But the beauty of that is it doesn't have to be common. You don't have to take care of business that way that many times before the world gets the message that we're not the world's open sewer anymore. Right now, the world believes, rightfully so, that America is the open sewer where they can dump their buckets. And that's why they're emptying their prisons, their criminals, their poor people, whatever they want to get rid of, they're dumping them all here. Unless we send a message that can't be the case, then you can't have a secure border. And if you don't have a secure border, you don't have a country anymore. We're filling up our country with people unloyal, disloyal, whatever, however you want to put it, with people who aren't patriotic at all. They're not grateful to be here, and we can't survive like that. You cannot survive unending illegal immigration. Hey, Jesse, question. If the Supreme Court rules against presidential immunity, could Obama be held accountable for the murder of three American citizens, one of which was a 16-year-old boy from Aurora, Colorado in Yemen in 2011? His name is Chuck. Oh, we could, yes, but we won't. See, this is the problem. This is what we were talking about earlier about the right and nursery rhyme conservatism. Remember what I said when Mar-a-Lago got raided? When Mar-a-Lago got raided, I came on that night and I was furious. Not for the Mar-a-Lago raid itself. I'm not shocked about that. That's what commies do. I was furious because there were no Democrats raided in response. And there still has not been one. Not a single Democrat arrested. Not a single Democrat politician arrested, charged with ridiculous crimes. Not one. You understand how insane that is? That not one Republican DA in the country, not one Republican AG in the country responded in kind to that? That's insane. You understand that to the communist, you basically just chum the waters for him? He thinks he can do that to you? And he knows you're too much of a sissy to do that back to him. And we've proved that to the communists over and over again over the past few years. We're all celebrating right now because it looks like Trump's going to actually avoid prison time before the election, which I didn't think was going to happen. But in the end, we'll have lost anyway because no Democrat was indicted in response. So from now on, Democrats across America, top to bottom, county DAs, Democrats in Congress, it doesn't matter where, they know that they can arrest, they can indict the Republican nominee for president, and they know beyond a shadow of a doubt they don't have to fear a response. Because the right, because nursery rhyme conservatism has taught the right that all we should do is whine about it. This is, Matt, could you imagine if we did that, guys? They've really opened up Pandora's box. The right also loves to do that too. Act as if, wow, they've really crossed the line here. You haven't crossed any line. You haven't responded. Well, if you do that one more time, just wait and see. And then they do it one more time and you don't do anything. Because you're not going to do anything. Till that changes, nothing changes. In the meantime, buy some MyPillow stuff. Well, it's $25. Why wouldn't you take advantage of a $25 extravaganza sale? MyPillow doesn't have these incredible sales all the time on every product. You have to pick and choose. You want the best quality stuff from a patriotic company while saving a bunch of money? Then take advantage when the sales come down. A two-pack of multi-use MyPillows is just $25 right now. And that might not even be the best thing. The sandals, man. You've heard me talk about it before. Everyone in my house, that's the only sandal we wear now, is MyPillow sandals. They are so incredibly comfortable, and they don't make your back hurt or your knees hurt. They actually have support on them. $25. You want the premium, the maxed out MyPillow? $25. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Take advantage or call them 1-800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I still just can't get over this.
And I looked at my mom. I said, honey, you haven't said anything. She said, Joey, let me remember. True story. She said, remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, and it was, 70 homes built at one in suburbia? And I told you, and there was a black family moving in, and there was people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you came, got arrested, be standing on the porch with a black family.
Right.
And they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that.
None of that happened, though. What? Oh, gosh. Dear Jesse, Chris's sidekick, he says, can you explain to me / us why the black community is always fixated on the sins of slavery, yet it seems the majority of football basketball teams from high school to college and the NFL are prominently black, yet all proudly wear Nike clothes with Nike's logo, yet they have no problem wearing those items made with slave labor from China. Do they really care? So on and so forth. Okay, his name is Steve. Okay, first, the black community is what you said, the black community. Remember this. The loudmouth morons you see on television all the time are not representative of every other person who shares their religion or skin color or anything like that. And we can fall into real traps because in this society, what is incentivized here? Lies, anything culturally Marxist, that's what's incentivized. Therefore, that's what's plastered all over your television set. Those are the athletes that get featured out there. That is, so because you turn on the television set and you turn on CNN, and there's some black contributor on CNN calling Trump, Hitler, and Republicans are part of the KKK. And then you flip over and it's ESPN. And LeBron James just chokes away another playoff game. And he goes on to talk about how evil and racist America is while he wears his Nike apparel. And then you move on to the next thing, and there's another. You move on to the next thing, you turn on the Hollywood Awards show. And there's some black actress hag talking about how she's been oppressed her whole life, even though now she's worth $500 million and has 10 mansions. And you're sitting there saying to yourself, why is the black community like this? I know a bunch of black people that aren't like that. My next door neighbor and I hang out all the time. He's black as the ace of spades. And he never talks about that kind of stuff, ever. Talk about our kids, neighborhood, state of the country, border, how crazy stuff is, border. So just be careful when you do that black community thing. Remember this, the civil rights movement back in the 70s was co-opted by the Soviet Union. This is well, well documented. You're welcome to go look all this stuff up. You can go back to Obama's mentors. Frank Marshall Davis actually had a communist card. The communists, because remember, it's the religion of the malcontent. The Soviets recognized that how the segregation in America, treating black people like second-class citizens, that was an opportunity for them to dive on and divide the country. And since that time, many, 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 many black communists have become leading voices in what you would call the black community. Now, to your point about the hypocrisy, well, remember, communists don't care about hypocrisy. People will point out something like that about, they wear Nike, but they say they're against slavery, but they wear Nike. LeBron James doesn't care about China, and he doesn't care about slavery. LeBron James cares about burning down America. I don't understand. He's a billionaire here. You don't understand the way these people think. He is a race activist. He has no idea about this, by the way. He probably thinks he's some civil rights leader.
He's a cultural Marxist. He's a race activist. He's been taught that America is the height of all evil. He has not been taught that China was the heart of all evil. And therefore, he just signs his paycheck and goes on about his way. But remember, movements aren't necessarily representative of everybody who shares that religion or who shares that skin color. You see some Catholic on TV spouting off about something stupid. Do you automatically assume it's Catholics? Is that all Catholics? It's not. And I'm not saying that's what you did, but you have to be careful with that stuff. You have to be really careful with that stuff because what can happen is it can turn you stupid. I'm not trying to lecture anybody about your tolerance. You know that's not me. I'm a jerk. I'm a jerk to everybody. I'm not trying to do that. But it turns you into an idiot. You see this all the time now. All the time you see it because all this Palestine-Israel stuff is now. You see it all the time when it comes to Jewish people now. All the time. Yeah, figures the Jews. That's something the Jews would do. The Jews are behind it all. Why can't you point out the Jews this and Jews that? And you ask someone like that a question, and they'll tell you, well, the Jews did communism. Really? I guess someone should have told Mao that. Someone should have told Pol Pot about that. Well, there were Jews involved in the communist revolution. Yes, there were. There were tons of Jewish people in Russia. And yes, there were tons of Jews involved in the communist revolution. There were. There's no question about that. No question about that. But that you take an entire religion and you decide those people are the enemy. Well, what do you do about all the freedom-fighting Jews? What happens to them? Nothing? What do I do with Chris? He gets tossed out with the commies? But it doesn't make sense, you see. Be careful with these all-encompassing terms. The black community, just because LeBron James and Oprah says it, doesn't mean every black person says it. We've got all kinds of black people who listen to this show. They're more hardcore anti-communists than any of us. Dear Oracle, something's been bothering me since the Bill Clinton-Monica Lewinsky investigation. Talking points on the left kept saying, do you realize the investigation is costing taxpayers millions of dollars? Then during the Trump-Russia hoax, the investigation of the talking heads on the right kept saying the investigation is costing taxpayers millions of dollars. Jesse, my question to you is, how is it all these investigations are costing so much money? His name is Joe. Well, here's why. Government people, when they have a special investigation that comes up, they hire outside firms. And they pay outside firm prices. So yeah, you have an AG and he makes a standard salary, whatever an AG would make. You have a U.S. attorney, he makes whatever a U.S. attorney would make. But then you have the world of big law. You know any lawyers? They'll tell you about big law. What is big law? The major firms, the money firms, all over Silicon Valley, all over Wall Street, all over... the major, major, major firms. We'll call it Producer Chris and Producer Chris. That's like one of these law firms. What, Chris? We're joking. Anyway, but seriously, the major law firms. And major law firms, they cost a fortune, and the government pays those prices. So if you want Producer Chris and Producer Chris and his law firm to come do an investigation for you, well, I don't think it's a surprise to anyone to hear that Chris is going to charge you a lot of money. You're not going to pay him government, you're not going to pay him government prices, or he's not going to do it. He's going to say, yeah, sure, me and my team of 20 lawyers will do it. You're going to pay every single one of us $1,000 an hour. Sound good? And then, of course, because it's not their money, because they know they're just blood-sucking the taxpayer for all this money, they say, sure, sounds good. Here's another contract for you. And, of course, surprise, surprise, Senator Idiot, who chose the law firm, Producer Chris, his niece, of course, will end up getting a job there right out of law school. You see how it works. Standard, pretty standard stuff. All right. Child labor and so much more coming up in one final segment. Before we get to that, let's talk about putting our money where our morals are. With our phones. With everything, really. It has to come from everywhere. But the cell phone, I talk about it endlessly because it's the easiest one. The bills you pay automatically every month, maybe you pay your power bill automatically. I don't like to do that because I like to see if they're ripping me off. But cell phone bill... That's one of those automatic payments. You go in, you put in your credit card, and just boom, automatically, every month. Do you make automatic payments to communism? Verizon is a detestable company. T-Mobile, like I always rag on Verizon, T-Mobile might be the most detestable company in America. You can switch to Pure Talk and have the same 5G network. You don't sacrifice service. You don't sacrifice anything. And when you switch today, on top of all the money you save, and you save a pile, you save an additional 50% off your first month. And Pure Talk, it's not just that they don't do bad things. They do good things. They love you, man. #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. If you miss me over the weekend, you can send me an email. I mean, I won't get it until Monday, but you can send an email. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I think I might end up doing a little history on Sulla on Monday. Don't quote me on that. It'll be Monday or Tuesday. It's going to depend on whether or not we have time. So you can buckle up for that. I forgot to bring up the White House coup story that's out there today from the New York Post. There was an attempted coup to remove Corinne Diversity Hire. Why? Well, she's terrible at her job. They decided not to remove Corinne Diversity Hire because she's black and a lesbian. So she gets to keep her job. Remember, we do have a great advantage over the communists. They have to keep failures in place. And that means in the end, they'll probably lose. It's one of the things that doomed the Soviet Union. It was so corrupt. And there were so many losers who got promoted just because they were part of the party. But those people don't work. Nothing works when you put those people in charge. And in the end, the country collapsed. So that should make you feel better. Another thing that should make you feel better is the Byrna pistol launcher that you have on you right now. You do have it on you right now, right? Ah, Jesse, I'm just driving. You have one with you, right? Ah, Jesse, I'm listening to you when I'm out for a walk. You have one with you, right? Danger comes from everywhere in this country. Everywhere. Byrna pistol launchers are for everyone. They're legal in all 50 states. There's no permits needed, no background checks needed. They're non-lethal. Whether you carry lethal like I do, or whether you hate guns, you need a Byrna pistol launcher. They shoot pepper balls or tear gas balls or a mixture of both. Gosh, that's just so brutal. Things will save your life, man. Great carry options for everyone, whether you're jogging in the car. Go get a Byrna pistol launcher. Hey, Mother's Day's coming up soon. Wife, daughter, mom, like to keep her around? BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse gets you 10% off, all right? Byrna.com/Jesse. Give mom the gift of longer life, all right?
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Jesse, I was listening to you talk about child labor the other night. I'm a young teen. I've often thought about getting a job, but my town hires at 16. I'm so annoyed by this. I can lift at least 10 boxes, and yet I cannot get a job. Man, I know. That's so much weight.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Doc, what's a better option for you to pull behind your RV in your opinion? The fifth wheel kind or the one with the regular hitch? The fifth wheel is obviously going to be heavier because fifth wheels are bigger, but you do have a little more control over a fifth wheel because more of the weight is right over the axle. Those ones you tow behind, well, I'll put it to you like this. A shopping cart. Do you have more control over it when you're leaning over it? Or when you're sitting, standing in front of it, kind of holding it behind you with one arm. Picture a shopping cart, towing a shopping cart. What's it going to do behind it? It's going to wobble all over the place, right? Not that a fifth wheel doesn't wobble, but fifth wheel will give you a little more control. Gangbuster Kelly, I just had a conversation with someone who said the federal debt doesn't matter. They can just print more money. This is not the first time I've heard this. It's passing with a shrug of the shoulders. I know you've gone over this before, but sometimes I need to hear things many times before I get it. At what point does all this collapse? When does printing money no longer work? Well, remember, the financial collapse is not coming. It's here. We are experiencing it right now. Grocery prices are up 40%, and nobody anywhere is even pretending like they're going to go back down. Do you realize that? When the government talks about getting inflation under control, what they're trying to address now is to stop it from rising anymore. Not a single person at the Fed, Republican, Democrat, running for president, not a single person is discussing bringing prices back down. 40% more for groceries, you're already paying it because we keep printing our way out of things. The collapse is not going to just happen at once. It's going to be a process, and you're in it right now. We're in it. We're in the midst of it. This is how it's going. Dear igniter of the flamers of freedom, in reference to Gavin Newsom's pregnancy test ad, why don't Republicans make ads about events that actually happen, like pastors having their house swatted by the FBI or whatever? Listen, one, Republicans are too busy passing foreign aid bills to even worry about you and your freedoms in the FBI. That's one. Two, these things cost money. Part of the reason pro-life efforts have failed, like in Chicago, where they passed that pro-life constitutional amendment. Part of the reason pro-life efforts fail is they don't have any money, and communist billionaires love to pour money into communist causes, especially abortion causes. So the funding isn't always there. Remember, we are severely outmatched money-wise. You don't think that because Democrats pretend to be the party of the poor, but really they're the party of the billionaire. Dear what, Chris? What kind of sandwich would you make for a snack slash meal? My favorite kind would be a rye, turkey, chicken, Swiss cheese, and some French's yellow mustard. By the way, I love the show. The best part is when you yell at Jewish producer Chris. Well, one, your sandwich is disgusting, and I don't know what the worst part of it is. The disgusting rye bread, or the turkey, or the Swiss cheese, which is average. The mustard I'll at least give you, but that's disgusting. You want a good sandwich for lunch? Nothing. Nothing tops a hot Italian sub. Capicola, salami, some pepperoni, a provolone. That's Italian, Chris, for provolone. Banana peppers, some onions on there, a little mayo, little mustard, and then you toast that into a melty, greasy pile of goodness. Oh my gosh, I'm starving. If we use Neuralink to control animals like drones, what would be the most effective animal? Tiger, polar bear, gorilla, or rat? You're gonna think I'm lying? A rat. Oh, yeah, tiger would be nice, polar bear, gorilla would be nice, but they can also be detected and gunned down easily. Imagine if I had an army of rats, what I could do to your electronics. We had a rat get in our air conditioning system. He destroyed that thing. What, Chris? What? He said, only get one? No. Well, that's fine. Rats breed like you can't imagine. All I need is, well, I guess I will need two, but what? You know what? Don't argue, Chris. Anyway, put your phone down. It's time for the weekend. Put a smile on your face. Send me an email, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you missed a part of the show, we did all kinds of stuff, history stuff. Go download the podcast, iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Go live your life. Embrace your family and your community this weekend. Medal of Honor Monday cometh, and that's going to be in a couple days, and I will talk to you then. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship. I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.